from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Achrimot, a bracha on Teshuvah. There's a wonderful sefer of Pardes Yosef by Rav Yosef Pachanovsky, who was unfortunately a victim of the Holocaust. He died in the Lodz ghetto in 1942. His yurtzeit is Chof Hei Elul. And he asked this question. He says, why don't we make a bracha on Teshuvah? So he quotes a Birchas Aaron. He says, look, just like we don't make a bracha on tzedakah, because as the Rashba says, you may decide to give the tzedakah, but maybe the person who is accepting it won't accept it. So you can't know whether you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. You make the bracha, you give the money. You don't know if the other person will accept it. So too, when you do tshuva, tshuva has to be mekubal. It has to be accepted by God. Since we don't know if it'll be accepted, therefore, it is not considered a mitzvah which you can make a blessing on, over which you can make a blessing. However, some pushed off that answer and said, wait a second. If you do tshuva with all your heart, certainly God will accept it. There's no question about that. In other words, if you give tzedakah, we don't know if the recipient will accept it. He'll say, no, thank you very much. I don't want to take any charity. I don't want to do it. But when it comes to tshuva, if you do tshuva, surely God would accept it. So what was the Birkas Aaron saying? Because I was saying that teshuvah does depend on God, that there's an element of mystery when it comes to teshuvah, whether it be accepted. In other words, a person may feel that he's doing it, b'lev shalem, the complete heart, but we don't know whether our teshuvah is good enough. It's hard to know. It's not like shaking a lulav. You shook it, you shook it. You blew a shofar, you blew it. But the question is, with teshuvah, since it's a mitzvah in the heart, it's hard to say whether you really did the proper mitzvah. And therefore, maybe that's why you can't do it, because it's in God's hands, whether it's really good or not. The Rashba says that, no, you don't make a bracha on teshuvah because it comes through an avera, it comes through a sin. See, why are you doing this tshuva, this repentance, because you sinned? Well, are you gonna thank God for the mitzvah of returning stolen objects? There is a mitzvah to return stolen objects, but you wouldn't make a bracha on that, would you? So, because it's repugnant, it comes through a sin. So therefore, that's why you don't make a bracha. However, this too is questionable, because the Yom Kippur, it's true, the teshuva comes through sins, there's no question about that. But the fact that God commands teshuva according to Ramban, the notion that v'shavta Hashem elokecha, that there is a promise that we will return to God, it means that there is an assumption of some sort of sin. It's part of the human condition. We try each year on Yom Kippur to return from the basic human condition, which is not something we can control. It is our basic human condition that there is sin. Teshuvah, particularly in Yom Kippur, is not just because of a particular sin. It's trying to change my whole persona, and that's always relevant. In other words, the greatest tzaddik in the world can do teshuvah on Yom Kippur, because there are always higher levels to go to. There's always some aspect of yourself that's compromised and needs to go higher and needs to go better. So that's in terms of that answer, that teshuva is somehow compromised. Another answer is, that you don't make a bracha on things that are in the heart. After all, teshuva, you might say teshuva is, you know, you repent, you confess, you should confess your sins. However, the essence of tshuva, the kiyum, the fulfillment of tshuva is not in the words, and not in the confessional, the vidui. The kiyum, the fulfillment of teshuva, of repentance, is in the heart. And therefore, you can't make a bracha on something in the heart. We don't make a bracha about different thoughts. That explains, says the Pardes Yosef, that on Pesach, what do? We make a bracha, or searching for the chametz, we make a bracha al biur chametz, on the destruction of chametz, referring to the burning. But as far as the bitul goes, when we actually annul the chametz, which is with words, we don't make a bracha on that. Why not? Why don't we make a bracha on the bitul? First you say the bracha, and then you do the bitul. The annulment of chametz. The answer is that annulment is really in the heart. And you can't make a bracha on something in the heart. If a person is engaged in any mitzvah, could be teshuvah, could be the shaking of lulav or praying or whatever it is, and we do it without proper kavanah, you do it without proper intent. As we said, when it comes to the mitzvah of teshuvah, of repentance, without proper intent in the heart, it's nothing. It's not a question of, do mitzvot require kavanah? Do you need kavanah for, do you need intent for a shofar? Do you need intent for a tefillin? That's a separate question. Do mitzvot require intent or not? Different question. When it comes to teshuvah, the intent is the essence of it. The whole thing is that you change your heart. But let's say a person shakes a lulav, but he doesn't have intent. And let's say we take the position that you get the mitzvah anyway. Mitzvot ein tzrichot kavanah. You don't always have to have kavanah for the mitzvah. God is good to us. He says, look, do these actions. If you do them, you get credit for it, even though you didn't have intent. But comes a Sefer Haredi, Rabbi Elazar Azikri, a Sephardic rabbi from the 1700s, I believe, said, but there's only one problem. If you do the mitzvot, any mitzvah, and you don't have fulfillment and you don't have intent in your heart, you may or may not get the mitzvah. That depends on the Talmudic debate about that. But one thing's for sure. You did violate something. You violated the positive commandment to worship God with all your heart. That's a positive commandment. And that too, we need repentance from that as well. So we look at the parsha of Achrimot. We have the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. There is a debate in the Talmud as to whether it includes teshuva or not. Simple position of the sages of the Mishnah is that it's mechaperima teshuva. Yom Kippur is not magic. You have to do the teshuva. You have to do the work inside. Yom Kippur is an internal sort of matter. Rebbe says no. It's mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper even whether he did teshuva or he didn't do teshuva. Whether he did tshuva or not, whether he repented or not, Yom Kippur does the job. The Day of Atonement does the job. But no question that if we want to fulfill any mitzvah, particularly tshuva, and particularly Yom Kippur in its proper way, it's all about the heart. It's all about the heart. Ultimately, Lev Tahor, Sali Elokim, Ruach Nachon, Chadesh B'Kibi, ultimately our job is to make sure that we're working on our heart. It's a daily avoda shebelev. We have to work on our hearts. And if we're just doing the mitzvos, like mitzvos anashim mulumada, just like habits, that clearly we may get the mitzvah, we may not get the mitzvah, but clearly we violated the positive commandment, love to b'chol v'alchem, that our worship of God should be wholehearted. Our Yom Kippur should be not just with the lips, but internal as well. And that ultimately, all of our worship of God should be b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Like Sefer Haredim says, let's get that positive mitzvah. Every time we do any mitzvah, we should get another mitzvah of worshiping God wholeheartedly. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth Congregation for a discussion of Teshuvah and Yom Kippur. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, the holidays, and the how-to videos as well. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And today we'd like to dedicate our remarks to the memory of Dr. Lori Kay, who lost her life in the defense of her own rabbi in the tragic and horrific events in San Diego. And we wish her a Refuah Shlema, a complete recovery, to Rabbi Goldstein, who unfortunately tragically lost his finger. We wish her a Refuah Shlema from his other finger and all his fingers. And the other two injured as well. Refuah Shleima, complete recovery. We should know no more sorrow, no more tragedies, no more shootings for many years to come. Thank you.